This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, the Talk Radio Countdown is on the air. An overview of the hot hits for the week of November 14th to the 18th. Thanksgiving next week. We'll do this program next week as we do it every week. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to go through the top 10 stories, the big topics, if you will, and then the people list. A lot of interesting names, some new ideas, Michael, being expressed, so that's always good. A reflection on what people in America are talking about. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to turn it over now to Michael, who will go through his lists, the list that the people at Talkers have worked on this week.
Yes, it's a passing parade. It's a new week, a new day, new names, and the same old stuff.
Right, same old, same old.
Like at number 10, we have National Football League action. At number 9, we have the Kate Upton Cy Young tirade. At number 8, we have the battle for Mosul. At number 7, the future of Obamacare. At number 6, the Megyn Kelly book. At number 5, a tie between sanctuary cities and immigration policy. Obviously, they also are tied together. At 4, we have U.S.-Russia relations. At number 3, the state of the Democratic Party. At number 2, Trump protests. At number 1, the Trump transition. And that includes, of course, cabinet and key posts being selected. We have on our people survey, at number 10, Kate Upton and Megyn Kelly tied for that spot. Number 9, Chris Christie. At number 8, Hillary Clinton. At number 7, Vladimir Putin. At number 6, Ted Cruz. Number 5, Jared Kushner. 4, Barack Obama. 3, Reince Priebus. Number 2, Stephen K. Bannon. And number 1, Donald Trump. And there are a lot of other names that could be squeezed in there, but it gets all blurry because they're the name of the hour this week. You know, Rudy Giuliani could be in there. Mitt Romney could be in there. It's a mess. So that's my disclaimer. This is just a snapshot, but it was never the same for 10 minutes all week long.
All right. So the people, let's go to the people list first. Of the names on there that we are not necessarily familiar with, but they're becoming more a part of the discussion, Jared Kushner comes to mind first, Donald Trump's son-in-law and the owner and operator of a business in New Jersey that was started by his father, but his father was tried and convicted and sent to jail for tax evasion, and it happens that the U.S. attorney that prosecuted his father's name was Chris Christie.
Bum, bum.
Therefore, 2 and 2 makes 4. Christie's out because Kushner is in, and it's no more or less than that. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3.
I don't buy it, though.
You don't buy what? The Christie's gone?
I don't buy it's that simple, and that's the reason. I mean, that's one of what's the word we use these days? That's the narrative.
Yes.
But I don't.
What do you think is the real? What's the story behind the story?
I think that this is one of the most cutthroat businesses in the world politics. Mm-hmm. And you're in and you're out, and there's infighting, and it all has to do with what you bring to the table to serve the top guy. In this case, Donald Trump. If it were Obama, it would be Obama. If Hillary had won, it would have happened as well. This is not indigenous to the Trump campaign.
But Christie brought a lot at the beginning. He was one of the first ones.
He served his purpose. He served his purpose. Mm-hmm. He served his purpose.
It's that bad, huh?
Well, I think the whole thing was obvious when Trump said to him in the microphone, caught it, okay, now go home. Get on the helicopter and go home. And this was right at the beginning when Christie came out for Trump when he dropped out from being one of the candidates for the nomination. Remember, Christie was a rival with Trump.
Yes,
17
right.
of them.
Yep.
Do you remember the famous picture and video of Christie looking dazed and confused standing behind Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole episode of Christie and Trump is one of intrigue, one of double-crossing, using, backstabbing, opportunism. It's the ugly side of politics.
Well, is it the ugly side of humanity? Is it the other underside, the underbelly of humanity?
Yes, isn't it? I mean, think about it. And, you know, this is all because of the enhanced media that we have today. This has gone on all the way back to the beginning of time. This happened in king's courts. This happened in the...
Look at all the people who got beheaded because they weren't...
Of course.
The Tudors. Have you seen that new BBC show, The Tudors? Where, anybody who's in the way of Henry VIII loses their head.
Do you know that back during the administration of that great Russian statesman, Joseph Stalin, that at the table, when they would sit around having dinner or at board meetings, when he'd get together with his advisors, the story is, if you looked at him cross-eyed, if he caught you making a face or rolling your eyes or anything...
Goodbye.
He would kill you.
Yeah, gone. And he drew it himself. Kind of like Al Capone with a baseball bat around
Remember
the table.
Remember that scene?
Yeah.
Yeah. That scene is the way it is. Yeah. I mean, they don't beat each other with baseball bats, but, I mean, Trump may as well have beaten Christie up with a baseball bat. But the point is, I don't believe that all of a sudden Jared Kushner became powerful in the administration or in the soon-to-be administration a week ago and said, Christie's out. Kushner was running the show for weeks, months, and is a major power behind Trump. All of a sudden, now he's gonna have a vendetta against Christie. Hmm. I think they knew all along. Christie comes with a lot of baggage now. He couldn't be elected dog catcher in his own state at the moment.
No. So where does a guy like that go after you burn all the bridges? Pardon the pun, including the George Washington Bridge. You know, the people say, "Well, it was just a traffic slowdown. Nobody got hurt." But it's politics.
Our society rewards celebrity, whether it's positive or negative. Don't shed any tears for Chris Christie.
That's an interesting reality. Yeah, there's always a job for a guy like that.
Of course.
All right, we're going to discuss Megyn Kelly and her book. It's gotten, she came in as number six this week.
Do you believe it?
I find it hard to believe because the question is, why do I give her free publicity? I'm certainly not a fan of hers. The reality is, though, that the story is more interesting when you relate it to Gretchen Carlson. And I'll put them together for you and my thinking on it in a moment. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 14 past the hour.
This weekend at Kohl's, friends and family take an extra 20% off. It's time to get ready for the holidays. So deck the halls with 50% off holiday decor. Dress to impress for the school concert with kids' sweaters just $11.99. And keep them warm from head to toe with juniors' boots for $49.99. At Kohl's, friends and family save a little more with an extra 20% off. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/18 through 11/20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen. Offerings 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
Almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed, Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
17 past the hour, you're listening to our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine by Michael Harrison and his staff. I said that I would give you my overview of Megyn Kelly, who I have not ever had any use for. I think that she's a blight on television and has been. And it's just, she's a perfect example of TV reporting or reporters or so-called journalists going awry and finding themselves as more important than anything else that they're covering. She would probably give Walter Cronkite heartburn, were he still around. Anyway, the publicity about her book, I thought it was interesting. Bill O'Reilly basically just dismissed her as in his own rather interesting way. But the attention that Gretchen Carlson got this week in her television interview, you and I don't know that I've ever talked to you about this, but you knew Ailes, right? Hadn't you?
I talked to him. I wasn't a personal friend of his.
No, but you and I have met.
I have had a lunch with him and spoken with him directly and personally.
So anyway, when Gretchen Carlson was interviewed, I think it was 2020, I don't know the show this week, it was the same day that the Megyn Kelly book came out and all the hoopla about that, and part of her, in Kelly's book, she makes reference to her relationship, quote-unquote, with Roger Ailes, and how he sexually offended her, and yada, yada. So Gretchen Carlson, though, has got the real story. She describes in detail in this interview how Roger Ailes got on top of her and stuck his tongue down her throat, and then goes into other various and sundry descriptions of what this gross old pig did. And so, you understand immediately why there was no discussion. Fox wrote her a check for $20 million and sent her merrily on her way. And so you wonder, I guess, I don't know, Michael.
What do you wonder?
I wonder about how it is that men in this day and age can be that lost. How are you that clueless? Or is it like we were talking about earlier about how politicians just lose sight of reality? Do people in powerful positions really lose that much touch with
reality? They're surrounded by yes people, yes persons. They are arrogant. They believe their own legends. And just because you're smart and just because you can be effective in business and a strategist doesn't necessarily mean that you have common sense.
Well, maybe it goes back to what you said a few minutes ago about the nature of humanity or what people are all about, how, you know, people are like animals. Listening to you talk about how Chris Christie was handled, and that's just the way it is. You know, Ted Cruz was dismissed as a liar, and now he's on the conversation table.
Well, in America, we don't judge you whether you tell the truth. We judge you by the quality and style of your lies.
Ah, okay. Man, that's pretty
sad. Let's pick up on that.
Yeah, let's do that, yes. Lying and all of its faces as we continue here. This is really sort of the usual broad spectrum of conversation is what we're about here on The Countdown. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, 21 after the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are 23 after the hour. Doug and Michael, our usual position here at the end of the week with the stories, the people. You had a philosophical moment with a focus on lying, and I do think we need to probe into your mind a little bit more as to how that all works, not telling the truth. As a kid growing up, my mother used to accuse me of lying, and I wasn't lying at all, but she had a sort of distorted look on reality. And so I sort of wince when I hear that word. That's a powerful three-letter word a lot of people use it very...
Well, lie.
You're a liar.
Lying indicates that you are telling something that is not true, and you know it's not true. It's purposefully told for the purpose of deception.
Right.
A person could say something that's not true but not be a liar. They could just be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They could believe what they're saying is true, and because they have misinformation, somebody told them that, they grew up learning that Columbus discovered America. Columbus discovered America, that's a lie.
It's a big lie.
Yeah, there's a lot of lies. But some of them, you know, when I was a kid, I can't say I was a liar because I believed that. I thought it was true and I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are people that lie to themselves and say what they think are true, and these people are pathological liars, and that borderlines with sociopaths who have no morality whatsoever. Point being that we have a culture now that accepts lying and accepts distortion as part of the culture. So we don't judge politicians or anybody when you say, how could he come back to Cruz after he called him a liar? Because we don't judge people by whether they're truth tellers. We judge them by the quality and the style of their lies. As a matter of fact, sometimes we think that people who tell the truth, we admire them, but from a distance. We don't necessarily think if they're a truth teller, they're qualified to be in a big position of power because, after all, they must be crazy for telling the truth. They should be lying because lying is becoming increasingly acceptable. And my opinion on that is that this is a terrible problem going down the road.
Well, it's hard to know, especially with the news media being sort of unindicted co-conspirators. Now you're going to see as all these people stand up to be considered for various jobs, you're going to see the Trump of then, when he called whoever was a liar or however, whatever his distortion was, to, you know, well, I'm going to deal with him now because he'll do me some good. I need Ted Cruz's supporters to make my 4 years in office work, so let's give him a job.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, that's politics really makes strange bedfellows. And in some cases, that's called pragmatics. Mm-hmm. And being a pragmatist is, in certain ways, an asset for a politician, as opposed to being an ideologue or a true believer.
Well, what does it say about the nature of humanity in general?
Complicated.
Back to eating our young, which is basically what you said goes on with these people. They do whatever they can for political expediency. Do we, as human beings, just general, like you and me and the people that I have relationships with, is that the way it really is?
Well, in our lives, we always say, oh, the reason I was passed over for that promotion is because it was corporate politics. Or, oh, the reason that that girl was made miss something, whatever, is because her father gave money to the pageant, or you know, all of that. We call it politics. Well, what do you think of the level of dastardly politics in politics? I mean, we look down upon politics in non-political businesses. Can you imagine the cutthroat nature, the skullduggery of politics in big-time politics?
Are romantic relations the same way and the same sort of thing when you have somebody in your life and then all of a sudden somebody better comes along, you drop the person that you've been with and you want to go with somebody else? Is that...
Remember the saying, all is fair in love and war.
War and politics.
That's an awful thought, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it really is kind of an awful thought. I'll take a deep breath now. Oh, my heavens. What a can of worms have we opened here? It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is on Conversation. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is here as usual. This hour of the Countdown brought to you by the First Amendment. No, Second Amendment of the Constitution. Freedom of speech.
First
Amendment, right?
Yeah,
First Second Amendment. Amendment bearing arms.
Right.
That could be the sponsor, too. Remember when Gene Burns used to start his program that way? My God, I just thought about that.
This is brought to you through whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know what word to go.
Of
the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Brought to you by, yes, the Constitution of the United States and the First Amendment, which guarantees the right to freedom of speech and expression.
I miss him.
I do, too. I miss a lot of those
he
guys.
He was a wonderful, wonderful radio broadcaster.
Yeah, there are a lot of good ones around then, and not as many good ones around now.
Maybe future generations will see
difference. Good ones. Well, the sight of how this all happens is changing rapidly. Great radio stations continue to get great ratings that are doing this, and more people are paying attention to spoken word and podcasts.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with you, and I don't even think you agree with what you just said, that there were more good ones then than
now.
Every time,
Here's my, this would be my my further thought on that. It is the generation that I come from, and a lot of the people that are around now are not just not known to me as well as those people were. So it was probably, you're probably right. There are a lot of thoughtful people around. There's some younger broadcasters. I don't know. I mean, I hear great things, but I'm not in a position to listen to people like Dana Loesch, for example, if that's the way to pronounce your name. I think it is. And I think that Meghan McCain has something to say. I think that Ben Ferguson, who is a pretty good kid, has tried to early on be like other people, and now he's sort of cutting a swath on his own. And I'm just picking a few names out of people that are in my mind now that were not around, let's say, 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you got to remember, a lot of you're talking about very young ones. I mean, there are people mm-hmm. in their 50s that were yeah. in their 20s when Gene Burns and Jerry Williams, mm-hmm. people of that nature. I've been running Talkers Magazine for 27 years, and let me tell you, you do not maintain a trade publication at the top of its game for all those years by hanging around with the same clique.
But you know what? There are only three. Limbaugh and me and you. That's it. How many other people can you say are still around?
Well, if you want to have some fun, go to C-SPAN's website and just Google Michael Harrison. Mm-hmm. And you will see all of the old panel discussions we used to have all the way back to the early 90s at the Heritage Foundation and mm-hmm. at different places. One, we were all much younger. But look at the names of some of the people that are on there that you won't even remember that they were big timers.
Yeah.
And mixed in with them are people that are still going. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. I watched one of them the other day, and I saw people on the panel like, oh, my gosh, I forgot about that guy or that woman.
But I don't mean this to sound self-serving, but honestly, I'm trying to think in my mind, with the passing of three or four people this year, who has been around doing this format for as long as we have, on the national scene. Anyway, there are people that did local and then became national. And
I'm not still doing it?
Yeah.
Very few.
Yeah.
Very few. But there are some. I mean, there were some big timers. There was Sally Jesse Raphael. There was Bruce Williams.
Yep.
There was Jerry Williams.
Yep.
There was Larry King. Mm-hmm. Jim Bohannon's still going strong.
Yes,
he was there with us at the beginning.
He's going strong. Yep, yep.
But there were a lot of them that came and went. Some of them died. Some of them just faded from the scene. I'm not going to mention names. But you and I have had many mutual friends back in the days when there was the Association of Radio, talk show hosts. And then there were people that stepped off cliffs and sunk to obscurity because they took the wrong job.
Yes, right.
They were big time in a major city, and then they wanted to go syndication, or they wanted to go to a bigger city, and they failed and never got back.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an amazing parade of people. But I guess that's the case in sports. That's the case. I mean, that's the case in everything.
In politics.
In politics, absolutely.
Now, let's go back to what we were talking about, unless you don't want to. Do you want to have something else you want to say about that?
No, I'll go wherever you lead.
I want to go back to what we were talking about with regard to what I'm finding this, as it slaps us in the face, more amusing than anything else. What these characters say about others and then what they forgive for their own expediency. And the best example I can think of was one we didn't mention. Obama excoriating Hillary when he was campaigning against her, and then she's become, the goddess here, the canonizing of Hillary Clinton, and not that it isn't deserved or undeserved. I'm not doing a value judgment here. I'm just talking about these two, and you could tell by looking at them when they were together, and still, when Bill and Obama get together, there's nothing there.
I don't think any of these three like each other.
Yeah.
I think Bill and Hillary hate each other. I think Bill and Obama hate each other. I think Obama and Hillary hate each other. How many more ways can I split this? I don't think they like each other at all.
I find it, though, it's great visual. And it made my heart feel good, actually. When Shimon Peres, remember we interviewed him when we were in Israel too? What a wonderful guy he was. When he died, a couple, three, 4 weeks ago, whenever it was, and Obama felt he better go over to the funeral, and Clinton went on a different plane going over, and they both spoke at the funeral. And then afterwards, Obama says, you want to come back with me? And Clinton says, yeah, I'd rather go back with you than go back on whatever other way he was going to go back. So they're on the tarmac at Ben-Gurion Airport, and Clinton is out on the tarmac talking to somebody, and Obama's up in the plane walking around nervously, keeps going to the door and yells down, Bill, let's go!
yeah.
And then Clinton walks up the gangway, puts his arm around Obama, shakes his hand, but Obama's trying to get him in the plane so that he can take off.
Yes.
I found that to be a very human sort of fun thing to watch, no matter what they really think about each other. I thought that was kind of a cool...
Well, but you can also remember they're major league backstabbers. These guys are not warm, fuzzy people.
But is that the only way we can get ahead?
In that business? In this business?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody gets ahead anymore in this business. The nature of this business right now is survival, as opposed to necessarily getting ahead. These are tough times in the radio broadcasting and the television broadcasting industries.
Sure is.
And I make no bones about that. But in the political industry, no, you do not get to that point unless you are a headbanger. You know, that is not for the faint of heart, and they understand that. And to be president of the United States, you've got to make decisions that are life and death. You have to actually weigh life and death, order people to die, and then put on a smile and act like it never happened 10 minutes ago.
Isn't that something, huh?
You know, I understand that Hillary Clinton was so freaked out when she lost that she was screaming and yelling.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Blaming everybody. They couldn't put her on TV till the next day.
Yeah.
I personally think that Hillary, a lot of people are going to turn on her. And her name is going to be mud, even in circles that were friendly to her for years to come.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, this loss is going to be pinned on her.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's her candidacy, one way or the other. Well, who else do you look at under the circumstances? Sobering stuff. We're having a conversation about what's been going on, sort of a mini capsulized version of lots of great conversations that have taken place this week that have been monitored by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen at 43 after the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation varies.
The holidays have arrived. And gentlemen, it's the perfect time for you to arrive in style. Hurry into JCPenney during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Gear up with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. It's the perfect way to step up your game this holiday season. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. About 11/17 to 11/19. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com for coupon and details.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen Core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel Core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a two-in-one, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-one, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today, free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
47 after the hour on the countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher with, now I want to get to Up Close and Far Out, which is one of the things we talk about it from time to time because there's such great interviews that you do. And this is available on demand, podcasting only. So you go to upcloseandfarout.com, you go to podcast1.com, go to talkers.com, you can find the info. So what's the story with this guy you got on this week?
Got Mark Shaw on. Mark Shaw is a former talk show host who is an attorney. He's a former commentator for CNN, for ESPN. He's written 25 books. He's the real deal.
25 books?
Yeah. This guy is really cool. Mark Shaw. And he has written a book that's coming out on December 6th called The Reporter Who Knew Too Much. And it's basically a behind-the-scenes story about the mysterious death of a television star from What's My Line and very, very powerful investigative reporter herself, Dorothy Kilgallen, who it seems was right on the verge of releasing a book and a story exposing the real killers of John F. Kennedy, most likely mafioso types.
Right.
And they found her dead in her apartment in her townhouse in New York in a very, very staged scene that clearly wasn't what the official story was of it being a mixture of sleeping pills and booze.
Mm-hmm.
And he has done extensive research in this and opened it up, and it's two cases could be solved from it. One, the Dorothy Kilgallen murder, or death.
Yeah.
And, of course, whoever it was that snuffed her out were the party or parties behind JFK.
Mm-hmm. Jack Anderson, who is another friend of ours, who wrote any number of books on the Kennedy assassination, had basically the same theme. Anybody who looked into it with any great detail came up with the same conclusion. The Warren Commission came up with a conclusion that LBJ wanted us to have because he didn't want to have anybody know what really went on for all kinds of reasons.
This Tuesday is the 53rd anniversary of the death of JFK, by the way. This Tuesday.
Yep. Yeah.
53rd. 53 years ago.
It's sobering. I mean, remember, I was a senior in high school, and I was walking to my locker when I heard the end of school, and we all ran into the library because there was a television set in there. We just missed our buses and just stood there and watched.
It's engraved in our minds where we were and how we heard it.
All right, so that's a twist on the Up Close and Far Out podcast that Michael Harrison has this week. Thank you, Michael. 10 before the hour on the countdown.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 53 after the hour now, as the countdown continues, our focus on the legal side of things, the legal aspects of some of the issues that make it into the top 10 and other things that present themselves and make for good conversation. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a lawyer, college professor in law at one of Boston's great universities. He has also become one of the country's leading experts on scams. Identify the scam. And well, if you've got if you're worried about something, you're being approached or you're getting hacked or somebody's taking advantage of you, you ought to go to scamicide.com, S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E, scamicide.com, which is Steve's website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of these scams and the individuals. Scams themselves are the collective scams. It's quite a public service. Again, it's scamicide.com. And you ought to pick up his book, Identity Theft Alert, too, which goes through a lot of the things that you need to know how to do that are important when it comes to the behaviors of people that are trying to rip you off. All right, now I've given you that big build-up. Let's go to actually what would be, I mean, we're all things legal here. And the appointment of Senator Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General goes where, as far as you're concerned?
It goes to a fascinating hearing. I don't know how familiar you are with Senator Sessions from Alabama.
He's got a few things in his closet, as I recall.
He does, including the fact that Ronald Reagan in the 80s nominated him to the federal bench. And a Republican Senate said, no. They were concerned about their racist allegations.
Yeah.
So he has come back, but he's got full pockets. There's going to be a lot of discussion here. He has become a more popular person in the Senate, but I I don't think it's a good fit, and I think it's going to open things up for a lot of bad publicity.
He's an old fossil, and that those guys in their old way, we need new thinking. And so it'd be interesting, just as an aside, if Mitt Romney gets the call to become Secretary of State, that's not a bad pick, because it sort of calms everybody down and everything down. But it'd be interesting to see how this shakes out. But I wanted you...
Yeah, I agree with you on both of those.
On Attorney General. Okay, so here's I'm interested in the legal aspects. How, as number seven this week on the countdown is the future of health care, how can these guys tear it apart and put it back together again legally? What are the things that have been passed in the law? I know we have a couple of minutes here, but what are the law, what parts of the law cannot be changed and what parts of the law can be changed?
Well, really, any of it can be changed. When it had gone up into the courts before in the Supreme Court, the arguments were, and they were legitimate arguments in regard to constitutionality. And the court, much to the dismay of many conservatives, said no. As far as the law goes, it's constitutional. However, it can be modified. Any part of it can be modified. And the idea of having some form of universal health care is good on so many levels.
Yep.
But the problem was the way the insurance companies got involved with it screwed it up. So they can fix it. I don't doubt they will.
Now, I wonder how many legal cases will come out of some of the chastisement from people who seem now to be invigorated that Trump won. Some of the worst examples of humanity, the bigotry. This woman, I think she was from around here, as a matter of fact, was speaking in a restaurant not kindly about Donald Trump, and this guy sitting at the table next to her gets up, chastises her, how dare you talk about, and punches her in the face. I hope that he's prosecuted on the criminal and civil side to the full extent of the law, because just because Trump got elected, how does that give you a license? Where do you think you're coming from to pull some of this stuff off? Some of the things that have been done, a couple or profs at UCLA had their back door closed, locked with a pair of handcuffs. They're black. And some guy left a note, we've got a real president now. You guys better get out. You know, things like that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, the law should be enforced. And unfortunately, his inflammatory rhetoric as a candidate almost legitimized that with the kinds of actions that he incited. And now he's going to have to be more presidential. He's starting to be. But he's got to be better than just stop it. He's got to actually start really saying that this is not tolerated.
Yeah, right. Just stop it, I think, is what he said earlier on a television interview. But, it's just the sorts of things that we hope will simmer down with the presidency, people getting to understand that it's real and it has to find its own wings, as it were. It's Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.